Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sonic, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Now who's first up to bat?
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on flowing and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails I'm blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon. I am the man in charge and I'm the planet. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again.
I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The jam is dedicated to all unoptimistic that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts for me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the juice crew. You said, ain't that something? No, Craig, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, the so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience.
No, next.
Yo, I believe that's me. G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley kills the slice. I get nice in my voice.
That's
twice as horrifying as this and price. Go see, till you fell in a spell of a sleep. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. With G-Rap, strike the mic. I recite the sight, the height that you like to make the people unite. I rip off hips and zip off lips. Step on rap. You flip, I wanna slip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have enough left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more light in a fight to con Edison. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the pay's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. I believe that's me. Daddy can get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Up till the ending, you never pinning. Smooth and groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a problem with you, rhymes are being poured. As I prepare to wear, tear, and smear, then I'm out of here. With the mark left that you can all cling. Cause rocking a party, yo, is a small thing. I rip many places on regular basis. And broken down mics for the only traces. That I've been there and there at the party. The mic had my prints and on it was a body. So take caution, I'm not forcing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking your time. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted. And dismiss from the microphone. Choking on a phone, daddy's home. And battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass, but you played yourself. I reign superior, always taking care of you. No frill rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate the place to your face. As the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning, gaining. So put gaining that category, period, in the story.
What's wrong with you? Yo, fellas, y'all got to do something on this dead track. Ain't gonna let the track house you. What? You let these track house you? What? No, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Boom!
some fans down over some they got a hat and a mouse went up the stairs.
Now that just makes no sense.
Come on, who cares? See, everyone's out to get the show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want to take, I don't get this sound funky. Some MCs wanted to buy me, so they try to take stands. But they don't understand, I'm the motherfucking man. I am his and I'm down. Lift them up and down, smack a few of them around. Let them know who is the ground. Who's the difference is hard to commit to talk to best under the sun. I'm the Lord Chief Rocker number one, Mr. Funky.
Nostalgia feels, I'm establishing. Thrift store nigga, but I mix it with the Raf Simmons. On on the block getting mobbed by the pretty women. This ain't the Ryan Leslie show, you can't get a diamond. Fade away on all you hoes like Gianna Bryant. If I have a daughter, I will teach her how to kill the silence. Like a mama, at the same time, still vibrant. Like how your daddy taught you. I knew that when you got older, you was gonna drop 82. Get on any beat that they put me on, know the flow is cashew. And I was blessed by the holy one, I didn't have to etch you. Yes, sir. I got a 007 presence, I know the white girls chasing me to get the 007 heaven. Merlin.
And you already know what it is. We are back. This is the Renaissance Poetry Jam back in the building. Happy to be back with you guys, man. I just couldn't wait to get this show started. I'm looking forward to poetry. I'm looking forward to you guys bringing what you got. We got a lot of people already in the house ready to do their thing. And if you're unfamiliar with Renaissance Poetry, if you're unfamiliar with the jam and how we do, you got to bring your best shit. And when we say your best shit, we're not talking about you trying to impress us. We say this every time. Don't be coming in here trying to impress us. We want you to spit the best shit for you, the stuff that's going to bring that really good energy so we get that right back to you. That poem that's just been in your soul that you just couldn't wait to spit. You've been eating the spit for I don't care how long, but tonight's the night. You just got to get it out. That's your best shit. That's what we want. So with that being said, welcome to Renaissance Poetry. And we ready to do the thing, so we're going to go ahead and go to the first caller here. We got 240 in the building.
Hey, what's up, homie? How you doing?
What's up with it, Big Joe? How you doing? Let everybody know what your name is, what your poetry name is, how you get down in these streets.
Oh, I'm Joe the Rubber Mind Dancer. How's y'all doing out there in Radio Land? What's happening?
Already. How you been, bro?
I've been good, man. I've been good. Good and bad days. You know how it is.
Yeah, hey, man, already. Life be life, man. You know what I'm saying? Life be life.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's what's up, man.
Glad I caught y'all, man. I'm going to burn my piece in there, man. Go run back and check
it. No. We can't do that.
It's good, man. It's got a nice little crust on everything. It's all right now.
Yeah. Already. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little dark pizza. Ain't nothing wrong with a little crispy crust, you know.
There you go.
Handle your business, man. I'm glad you made it to the show, brother. It's not the same when you're not here, man. So I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's not the same when y'all ain't on the air, man.
Hey, we trying to be consistent, man. We trying to be consistent out here in these streets now.
Yes, sir.
Already, man. Well, I know what you came to do your thing, bro. So, you know, I ain't going to hold you too long. I'm going to let you do your thing. So I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Here we go.
What did you expect when he stole the war chest? When the head of the mob is the number one snitch, traitor, Judas, et tu, Brutus. He wants to destroy the jurisprudence. He wants to employ the most criminally movement. What has he done for a buck and a fuck? Has he sold to the enemy cations and troop movements in exchange for money or personal improvement? Iraq, Iran, China, and Russia, if you will, Israel or those Sudanese brothers. Before Rocket Man became his North Korean lover, he would still show, divulge everything to prove he's smarter without proving a thing. Absence of malice, I'm not fucking with Alice. Avoid the rabbit hole. This guy wants a palace with repeating practice of all the lies he's told. What would he do for a buck and a fuck? What consequence has this nonsense caused? 3 soldiers were killed because they knew where they was. Mar-a-Lago like Chicago in the 30s and 40s. Quartered gangs like Capone and his shorties. New York and Nevada, the devil wears Prada. Dude eyeballs his daughter like it's something to be proud of. Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. All he wants to do is ridicule and defame. It's one thing to be bold, but to be without shame. When you're nothing more than the letters in your name. this consumption of corruption leaves a bitter taste. It seems to be an acquired and acclimated flavor for its base. Do what he says when he holds the dossiers of you and that woman. He caught y'all in bed. Epstein schemes with the candid camera lens. Blackmail your ass if you don't vote red. What did you expect from a man known to lie and cheat? A promise of some kind you know he won't keep? It's hard to keep face when proving you were fooled by a fool. Dollar signs are even to come by if you try to remove the rules. Who do you think will grab the bulk of it? Start singing MAGA blues? Have you ever heard the tale of the Pied Piper of Hamelin? A German town full of rats. In today's world, they wear red MAGA hats. This mook leaves him to act on his flute, his rallies, his tunes, his tone. People, are you that far gone? Believe your eyes and ears, your Bible, if you will. Don't allow that clown to sign another bill. Roe v. Wade has already been killed. Dictators dictate how you should feel. Go against the grain, your ass might get killed or locked up or ousted. Keep claiming you're proud of the fact and the gist of this. Stop being a coward. Stop looking backwards and reaching to reacting to forward thinking. Stop selling secrets that brings war to the brink. It's a horrible place to live when some think how you think. It's a terrible thing to say anything bad about your rivals. What's even worse is the supporters are no longer behind you. You had them acting like fools, although they've been lied to. Has Putin been putting his hand up inside you? Ukraine laid in flames because you denied help for some lie food. You fed your party false narratives enough to deny truth. The purchase of a few judges won't get you off. Or by fool, the Constitution is a lie too. Public officials have been known to lie too. Incarcerated innocents from false accusations. If you say a thing long enough, leaves doubt and hesitation. What did you expect from the flim-flam man? Countless bankruptcies, numerous indictments. The only thing he relates to is how wild the crowd gets. Start a war with just rhetoric and nonsense. The economy is growing thanks to Joe Biden. You played golf during COVID with millions were dying. Preaching beats and sunlight. You won't mention who died then. You're smarter than a fifth grader, yet stuck on dividing. You know it all, but can't recall a thing. You once claimed to have the best memory, yet pled the fifth. Honestly and most poignantly, you never gave a shit. Minions and yes men, false faith clergymen, what do you expect from a man who holds the Bible upside down? I can't forget the bullshit y'all ignored and let go down. The gray and the blue and the red. What good are civil liberties and freedoms that folks die for? You want to end the law by selling secrets to our rivals. Treason is treason by any other name. A rose is a rose, but you don't smell the same. You've been faking the funk, thinking you're a Trump. What matters in this world is how you care for the bunch. Those disenfranchised are not a franchise as such. There's a reason in the season when you got your first trust. You lost it all with deceitful endeavors. The art of the deal doesn't seem so clever. What did you expect? Or did you expect it? Russia, are you listening? Ignores as expected. Kiss the pinky ring or be immediately rejected. Woke is aware and bliss ain't ignorance. They're still looking for documents. This shit is nonsense. I'm done here, people. P.S. to the bullshit. Know your conscience. Peace.
Damn, I mean, by the time he got down with the orange, man, he black. He just burnt his ass up. He like that pizza you damn near got down with, brother. What is going on? Shit, you came out the gate. You came out the gate with it.
Yeah.
Man, look here. You said, what would he do for a fucking a buck? Eyeball his daughter like it's something to be proud of? Shit. Dollar signs are easy to come by if you don't follow the rules. But you got me with the rats wearing the MAGA hats, man. That shit right there was wild. Roe v. Wade has already been killed. Dictators. Give me that line back when you're talking about the dictators dictate. Give me that one back.
Okay. You know this motherfucker long as fuck. I'm trying to find this motherfucker. Oh, man. Where is it? Shit. Okay. Don't allow that clown to sign another bill. Roe v. Wade has already been killed. Dictators dictate how you should feel. Go against the grain, your ass might get killed.
I think people like, you say it so plainly, but it's such a major thing because he really did, you know, come in and reverse that law. And it's to the point where, you know, you have the concern that the way, you know, a lot of people are acting behind this man. And if you just went on his side, there was no other side. So he's either be with him or die. So it was a crazy time, man. That's why they felt compelled to run up in that building and they were all right. You know, they were shocked to have pushback because they thought that they could storm the Capitol and it's all good. And his ass went home. So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with this one right here, brother. I don't even see how people still running behind that man.
Yeah, man. Like I say, Power Hamlet, man, he blowing that flute, man. They just follow him. Jumping off to death.
Literally. Yeah. I mean, shit, if he said jump on the sword, they'd do it.
Yeah,
he'd stand back laughing at him. He'll laugh at the whole process. But, man, that's how you start the show, brother. Man, I always appreciate how you come in here with that. You got that energy. You got the flow. Your cadence is always is dope, man. So, man. Enjoy your pizza, man. Don't leave. Hopefully you stick around for the rest of the show. Check out all the other posts.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going nowhere, man. It's just a show.
What you sipping on,
show,
by the way?
Oh, I love some iced tea. That's all. Iced tea.
Okay. All right, good. All right. I'm myself is naked, too, right now. I ain't on nothing tonight, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I ain't got to worry about the whole spirit then because you're going to be all right now, so okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I appreciate you, man. Hopefully, you make it back to the next show as well.
Yeah, man, I'll try to be there as much as I can, man. Appreciate it.
Already. That was Jolder from Mondasa doing his thing, coming through as the show starter, as always, number one. Joe made it to the number one spot. I mean, hard to get him. Hard to beat him. We're going to go to the next caller on the mic. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, sir?
What's happening, brother? How you doing, man? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already, man. How's your week been?
Long.
I'm with you on that, man. Is it Saturday yet? Shit. We got a few more days left in this week, man. But hell, we made it, though. Made it to this Friday. I couldn't wait for this show, man. So I'm good.
Yeah, between work and all the rain you're getting, I don't know what's worse.
Hey, man, sometimes you need a little rain, brother. We need a little rain sometimes. But I feel you, man. Some people act a little crazy when the rain starts.
Yeah, magic word in sentence, little. We ain't doing little. We doing flooding and everything else.
Oh, y'all got it. Y'all got it big out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. So you staying in the house, staying safe, man. That's good.
I ain't going out there. I ain't got my scuba gear.
Indeed. As you said. Only thing you got to worry about tonight is, you know, when Hurricane get on the mic. That's all. You got to make sure that you're ready for that. Other than that, you know, you're good.
Yeah, I got an extra large mop. I'll be good.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, as long as you got the sandbags and everything, you know, when she get on, you know, you're good. That's all you got to worry about tonight.
Yeah, I know she's going to talk about me later, but yeah, I got a real big mop.
Got to, man. We got to stay ready. But yeah, man, I appreciate you making it to the show, bro. Always a pleasure. And so I'm going to let you, you know, do your thing. I know you're ready, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called PTSD. Post-traumatic slave disorder. Imagine, if you will, being taken from your homeland, stripped of your life, never to see your home again. Traveling across a big water, pressed head to toe, chains rubbing away the skin, people dying, becoming fish food. Seeing those that look like you, but not like you. Pale others that look at you with disdain, like you are something under their feet, a stain not worth wiping. Post-traumatic slave disorder following us for 400 plus years. The difference? They don't hang us. They shoot us. In peace.
Man, I see where you coming with this, man. You went straight for the juggler with this one right here. That's a realized piece, man, because the reality is there is such a residual from slavery. It's like we'll never be able to get it from up under us, man. We the crabs in the barrel attitude that comes along with it, the desperation that comes along with it, the distrust that comes along with it, the against one another that comes along with it, man, it's so prevalent today.
Yeah, and there was a stanza that I didn't put in here. It kind of came from another piece that I had with those of us that follow their masters that don't care about the rest of us. Yes, sir. No, sir. It is what it is.
I mean, and there it is, because that you should have put that off in there, because that's real. It's still today. Again, that's still today, because, I mean, heck, it ain't hard to turn over a stone and find a motherfucker who feel like they should be the only black person in the building that people appreciate, so that ain't hard. That ain't hard to find, so. I mean,
no,
this piece right here, when you said that a stain not worth wiping. The funny thing about that is also, you know, not just the attitude of the oppressor, but the attitude of some of our own people against one another. So that just fits all the way around.
Yep. And I think, and this is my opinion only, I think we get it more from our people than we do the others.
I think in some circles that's pretty honest. In some circles that's going to be true, because, you know, growing up in a black neighborhood, you may not deal with people at all. So your only experience with that kind of negative feedback is from your own people.
True.
Now ask a dark skinned child who grew up in a black neighborhood as a young person who made them feel bad about being dark skinned. It wasn't white people.
No, because a lot of us didn't have that interaction with white folks for the longest time. The only people we knew on an everyday basis were of the black people.
Absolutely.
And not saying that white folks didn't do their fair share of putting us down, but we didn't see them. In a 24-hour day, we may have run across them for maybe 8 hours. The other 16 hours were spent with people of our kind.
And there you have it. My man Joe hopped in the inbox. He said one of the perfect examples of what you're talking about with that stanza that you didn't put in. He said Tim Scott. Tim Scott's a perfect example of that stanza that you're some master individual. There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, see how you got us thinking. You got us, you know, got everybody inboxing about this thing, bro. Like you hit it on the head, man. As always, you come through with that teaching energy. Oh, okay, I keep saying always, but I can't with you because I can't forget the time you got me. I can't act like you ain't come here and catch me slipping. But yeah, man, you more often than not come in here with the knowledge and the teaching and that kind of thing. So we appreciate you, man. Please make it back to the next show. As always, man, enjoy what you do, man. Keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Already. As Anthony Arnold doing his thing, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 445 in the building.
Well, good evening, Keith. Hey,
what's
guys,
going down
in the background.
What's happening? What's happening? How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, my arthritis has been kicked in a little bit, you know, today, but I'm good. Other than that.
Oh,
hey,
it's not
Queen. What's up, Queen?
Oh, good. I'm good. It's always great to hear you guys, man. I live for calling into certain shows, and yours is one of them.
Indeed.
We want to thank you for all the sharing that you do, the way that you shout us out and
yeah,
share. It's a dope thing that you do. We want you to know that we really appreciate that.
Oh, sure. Anytime, man. I'm about support. All about support. I'm that background cheerleader. Just be like, let me put that out there. Yeah, people. Yeah.
See, the dope thing about it is, you would share, and then you show up. So you're not sharing to just put it out there. I mean, you're sharing and you're showing up. So that says, you know, to anybody who knows that you're sharing it for those reasons, that you actually do appreciate the show, you actually do enjoy the show, and you're sharing it because you want them to come partake just like you do. So this definitely means a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad I can help.
Already. So we done already had, two individuals come and smack the government around, trying to see what you got. What you on right now? What you thinking about doing?
I ain't smacking nobody. I'm a bearer of light, so I want to bring some peace and some harmony and some uplift. I ain't smacking nobody. Long time
okay.
ago.
Hey, well, you know what? I ain't touching that one. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. This is called A Taste with Maya. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou just to feel her energy and to hear and be in the presence of her voice of wisdom. Given that chance, I would tell her how I held my head high when I found me because I fell in love with the hue of my brown skin, the fullness of my lips and the sway of my hips, how the tangles of my crown would fall and lay down to caress my shoulders when the wind whisked through it. I would tell her she's my idol for the strength that her words help me to see within myself and tap into that phenomenal woman, phenomenally I'd become and be. I would talk to her about the similar things of my situation and that they really aren't only just my reality in this life. How I'd use my tears to cleanse and I'd never hide my smile again. How her words gave me a different vision and perspective in and on this life. And how there was an ease within my spirit because there was never anything difficult uttered from her lips. Just spoken simplicity through her lyrics. Like be a rainbow in someone's cloud. See, I'm a light worker and a giver, so I love that the most because those words feel like home and resonated with the nature of me. Now, I'm not sure if I will ever be healed enough to see the beautiful or pretty that I'm told is seen when they lay eyes on me, but I do recognize that my language is light frequency is love. So I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou just to be in her presence. And surprisingly, I wouldn't have a lot to say, but to simply tell her, thank you. And that's that piece.
Yeah, that piece was beautiful. You did come in here with that good, you know, cleansing type of thing there. Speaking of cleanse, I'd use my tears to cleanse and I'd never hide my smile again. Maya Angelou, I liked how you used some of her lines from her poetry into this piece, The Sway of My Hips. You can't read those words without hearing her voice. But quite honestly, the way that you spit this piece, this ode to her, definitely lets the listener know how much you respected her and what she did for your pen. Your cadence was similar. So I don't know if you listened to her as you wrote this or maybe just the energy of her was in it, but your cadence was similar to what I've heard when she reads her pieces. But I'm going to bring Kim in because I know that she's also a fan, and I know that she wants to compliment you on this piece.
Yeah, okay. Yes, first and foremost, it is definitely a beautiful, beautiful tribute to her. It's that piece of self-love and you know, and not often do we take time to give the thanks to the ones that came before us and, you know, kind of gave us the platform to be able to do what we have to do. You had some beautiful lines in here. You said how there was an ease within my spirit as there was never anything difficult uttered from her lips. Those words felt like home. And I love how you said about yourself, just connecting just to her, because, I mean, when this line reminds me of her, and for you to be able to apply this to yourself, I do realize that my language is light, a frequency of love. I just feel you, like, in each line of this piece, I just felt like your spirit just rising in each line, like just like a beautiful budding rose. It's so magnificent to hear, like someone's just love of self and understanding of the beauty of themselves, which is hard to come by in the world that we stand in that speaks against the beauty from the the exterior of who we are, and then they pound on the interior of who we are. So this was a beautiful, beautiful tribute to her.
Thank you. Wow, you guys. I appreciate that so much. I'm just trying to elevate. You know, love is the highest frequency.
Yes, it the highest the, form of understanding. You better believe it.
And you've been elevating for quite a while. The way that you've been writing these poems. Right. You've been elevating
she
for
has.
Quite a while.
Every week.
But you already know that. You know you've been coming there killing it with these pieces. You're starting to sound like some of these other poets who don't think they're going to kill it. No, I ain't trying to hear that. You
yeah,
know
I'm
going to
come
in
here my little piece.
You know, come here
piece.
Like you ain't got like you ain't got fire in the pen or nothing, you know.
Oh,
wow. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Let her know, Keith.
Hey, I'm gonna call her. I see it. You know what I'm saying? You've been elevated. So, you know what you did with this piece. You knew coming to this show that we as the hosts and poets love Maya Angelou for what she brought to the table. So it was certainly a poem that we could receive. So it feels good that you could bring something like that here, knowing that, you know, you'll get this kind of feedback because, again, you know, she influenced many of us. There are lines of her poems and in my poems. And I'm sure many others who have been writing who came across, you know, great poetry and poets of her caliber. So absolutely happy that you brought that to this show and look forward to the next piece of fire that you bring to the show. Maybe have an extinguisher. And you come to the show next time because, you know, you act like you ain't going
to
burn nothing down. I'm going to have to go and make sure I got extinguished.
Around.
Oh, thank you so much. I got so much love for y'all. I have learned. I listen all the time, and I've learned, and I'm a student of everything. So I get a lot of what I put in my poetry, my flow from just paying attention to all of you guys, because I still consider myself somewhat of a novice.
Hey, that's what they call iron sharpening iron for. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you.
Already. Oh. Well, we appreciate you coming to the show as always and doing your thing, always representing, showing out for Epiphany. And speaking of Epiphany, being that you're one of the hosts, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on?
Okay. Every Wednesday night at 9, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. Now, I don't know what the topic is yet, but y'all come on by anyway. You're going to find out that you like it. And every Monday night at 9, you can catch me co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarters. And that's just Bring What You Like. Right back to y'all.
Alrighty. We appreciate that. Anything that you want to add to the event page, please feel free to do so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. One love.
Alrighty. Indeed, indeed. All right, that's what's up. We have a lot of good poetry coming through. We got the next caller we're going to do. We got 713 in the building.
Greetings.
What up, what up, man? Let everybody know what we have on the mic tonight.
Sir Lawrence in the building.
Hey, Sir Kim, bro. Lawrence, how you been? Oh, let me bring it back in real quick. Hey, what's happening, bro? Man, look here. We appreciate, you know, you sharing as well, and we appreciate how you consistently come to the show.
Dig that, dig that. I like the show. So, yeah, there it is.
Hey, King, how you doing, Sir Lawrence?
Having a good time. You know, that's what's up.
Good, good. I see you out there, brother. You doing your work. You coming up. I like all the things that are evolving from you. Love it. Love what I'm seeing. From your books to, you know, your poetry tours to your new platform. I love to see that.
Yeah, speaking of your new platform, please feel free to share that to the event page, man. Let everybody know that you got this stuff going on.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going to ask is, you know, all the modeling pictures you got, you ain't got to put all that on my event page, man. You ain't got to do that. You need to keep the
go
modeling over
them,
there. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and put
go
that up in there.
Blind them, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Get them.
I ain't mad at you, brother. I see you out here with a Billy D going on, man. I see you.
Well, you know what's funny? What's funny, that started as a challenge, a 10-photo challenge. In fact, I'm almost done. But I eat, though, Kim.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, you know. What you saying,
him,
bro?
Get him.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I got some fresh air, bro.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, Ebony, man. I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I know you came to... The show's what's up, man. Jet magazine polls and everything, you know. I ain't even mad at you, brother.
Now you got to get him. So long. Don't let him.
I got to come with another. I'm going to come with another one.
I'll just serious. But, yeah.
We good. There it is.
I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I'm just messing with you. I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Dick. Inside the line. Given the word of God, how does one sound black? Being the communications arts, conducting a language as words follow intention, how do you define you? Is it heritage or indigo? Does the forest have a sound, still debating the shade of green on the leaves? Maybe it's because you never left your backyard. Should we discuss our spending power, since they are reselling color purple? The movie or the 140 shades? What is the flavor of this Kool-Aid coming from somewhere with no documentation to get here? where your grandmother never mentioned? Is it the splish fly weed, you dig? Always letting someone else tell our history. Being touched by the sun. It's the colored people's mystery. Touched by the sun. It's the colored people's mystery.
Yo, give me that last stanza back right quick.
It's the splish fly we, you dick. Always letting someone else tell our history. Being touched by the sun, it's the colored people's mystery. Touched by the sun, it's the colored people's mystery.
So I like how you you played on the word and then brought it back to the touch by the sun, how you did the color purple, and you're not talking about the movie or the 140 Shades. Kind of going back to what we kind of talked about with Anthony Arnold there about dark-skinned people and the challenge they've had. Like, this piece definitely fit the narrative that we've kind of been on a little bit here. But just wanting to know what kind of provoked you to write this piece? What was the catalyst for you here?
The negative, no, let me, no, I shouldn't say negative. The slave narrative discussion, you know, I got into a heated debate, and then like it's something to debate, first of all. And, you know, because there's so much of it for me doesn't add up. And especially when you cross-reference dates, you know what I mean? And then when you factor in the fact that the only, like we had discussion last time, the only real conversation that you have is what someone told you, not necessarily the documentation, not necessarily the proof, et cetera. So that's basically what inspired this piece.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. There's so many variations. That you can go, you know, with a write like this, with this particular information. But, yeah, the reality is we normally go by what we're told. There isn't a lot of research, and there isn't a lot of research done by us as individuals. So, you know, pointing that out is always important. But I love the symmetry of this particular piece and the point you were trying to make. And, you know, it fits especially with the month, man. I see it might be the theme tonight, but... Man, definitely appreciate, you know, you coming and sharing your pieces, man. And real talk, man, share what you got going on the event page so people can get clued in and dialed in and be a part of what you're trying to get going. You know, if you got YouTube, you know, links or whatever you got going on, you know, I also put that too so we can see how you're doing your new thing. But definitely, man, appreciate you always coming through and being consistent with that.
Always. Thank you.
Already. That's Sir Lawrence doing his thing, so we appreciate him. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got about 10 minutes before we go to the break. We got 334 in the building.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's happening? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I kind of talked over you on that one. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Lisa Lipp.
Already. Glad you made it to the show. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I always love your show. It's a lot of power in the house tonight.
Definitely is. You never know who's going to show up out the blue, but you know who is going to show up. There's a lot of consistency here, and I love it. You know, it makes me feel like bringing the show back every week or every other week. I'm definitely not doing it every week, but I know that people are rocking with me at this point, but we're going into year four right now. And as inconsistent as I have been sometimes with this show and then with the loss of a few people last year, maybe take damn near half a year off, y'all still came through as soon as we brought the show back. So I appreciate y'all.
I'm very honored to be the little sister to your show. And I really want to create a consistent flow as much as you have.
And you know what? And I don't see, you know, you having a problem with that, quite honestly. You have a really good following, and I've seen you over on Clubhouse doing your thing. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, I'm glad that you are the follow-up to this particular show and certainly going to make a better effort to come out and support your show when you do it next week. As a matter of fact, again, make sure that you add that to the event page as well so people know that you have the following Friday. So anyone who wants to do their thing next Friday can come and kick it with you.
Absolutely. Yes, Hurricane came through my very first show, and I'm very appreciative.
Already. And, you know, with that, I'm going to bring her in real quick because I know that she may want to have something to say on that part, because I know that she wanted to come through to your show as well more often.
Yes. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, sis?
I'm good. I wouldn't have missed that first show for the world. You are such an avid supporter of what we do. You're just pure and genuine, and I'm just a lover of your craft. Like, I've listened to you and just the different layers and versatility of what you bring to the table. So I couldn't see doing nothing else but supporting y'all. I would love to come through more. Sometimes it's a little busy, but I'm going to make it a point, you know, be there more. But I'm glad that I was there for the first show. It was an amazing show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
As a matter of fact, you know, speaking of the point that she was making, I actually was having a conversation about you coming to this show in my familiarity with your poetry being more erotic, but on this show the majority of your poetry has not been, and it showed your dynamic pen, and I was like,
yes.
Dang, you know, she's way more versatile than I thought, because you know I was familiar with your erotic pen. So definitely, to Kim's point, you know, you have definitely done your thing and shown us your range, and you know, there's never any box. I don't put you in any box these days. Whenever you feel like spitting, you're going to come through and spit. I just know you're going to handle your business when you do.
Thank you.
All right. So with that being said, what you got to say? My bad. I don't want to talk this little delay sometimes having me talking over people.
I'm actually coming with a piece that I really had considered throwing away. Because I wrote it about someone I was dating that I saw some great potential in, but I think my seeing his potential was what scared him away, and we ended up not working.
Well, that sucks. But I'm glad you didn't throw away the piece, though. So I'm looking forward to hearing about this. Now I'm intrigued. So I'm gonna press mute, let you do your thing. The mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called Broken Divinity. He is Godhead wrapped in melanin, locks falling over mountains, cascading toward a heart battered by battles no one sees, complicated by simplicity, power unmatched, standing before us like common man. You can understand, you can't understand his broken strength. Some see him as teacher, poet, scribe, possessing ancient knowledge, massive strength within shattered shards, beautifully made from discarded thoughts, compiled on tablets by the hands of spirit. He speaks ancients in thunderous stanzas with authoritative tone, then chuckles at your misunderstandings because his visions are so clear that you cannot see them yet. But one day they will reveal how his struggles were ordained directly from Valhalla to build him into the wisdom he now imparts. How do I know? Because he saw me, not what stands before you, but the me everyone forced down, the goddess born within this flesh, designed to be what feminine was created for, set on this pathway to show divinity within sexual prowess, oozing dark desires into true connection, fitting verses of carnal lust meant for sacred satiated coitus between two, designed to be one. He saw me, not as flesh, but as spirit, filled the desolate spaces he thought would remain empty, believing there was no design that fit his pattern, not knowing my existence had been seeking him since Eden. We stand, separate kinship, turbine structures, feeding each other's divine talents. Providence created all pathways that led us here, where destiny joined us. Kinetics aligned, genius musings fed conversant hunger, fleshly desires fulfilled within marathon conversations. Skin yet to meet skin, yet full satisfaction reigns supreme. We know each other. I am his she, and he is my high, and I count it a privilege to serve him as he finds blessings in serving me. We are an institution, and our journey begins in lockstep the moment he touches me. Broken divinity now healed. The universe has shifted. It is now our time. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
Well, damn, I see your point, because this right here, this is talking about some perfect-ass elevating love right here. Like, mm-hmm. This man was supposed to show and prove shit. You started out saying he is God's head wrapped in melanin. What? I'm going to need you to give me the first stanza. I just need to hear that whole thing. Give me the first stanza right back. I mean, you just came out the gate with that one.
He is Godhead wrapped in melanin, locks falling over mountains, cascading toward a heart battered in battles no one sees.
Locks cascading over mountains. Look, the poetic imagery here. Look at you. I mean, look at you. That's some writing right there. You was going to throw this away?
Yeah.
You was going to throw this away?
It fizzled out before it even got started. He liked being complicated and unread. And once I read him, he ran.
Lord of mercy. Look, you, maybe his only purpose was for you to write something this nice.
Okay.
Maybe he was here so you can write something this freaking beautiful. These lines are absolutely perfect. Like, I'm seeing the mountain. I'm seeing the image of God. I'm seeing the melanin. And you know I'm seeing the locks. And that's
mm-hmm.
just the first stanza. That didn't even go into the other stuff. You said, this is just the first stanza. This is the start off. You continued into this piece and said so many beautiful things. And, you know, Kim actually wrote a few of the things that I was going to say. So I'm actually going to bring her in and let her say them because, you know, I'm going to look like I'm reading off hers. But, yeah, we actually be seeing the same stuff sometimes. So I'm going to let her go ahead and give you some of these comments that she's giving you out here.
That, let me tell you something. That piece was gorgeous, and I almost wish that person could experience that piece, to hear himself, to see
right,
himself.
He wouldn't even appreciate it, Cam.
Right,
he wouldn't even appreciate it because he wouldn't even appreciate that.
Right,
he didn't even see that in himself.
Him first. Yeah. It's so deep when you can see something in somebody they can't even see themselves. Like, you have some lines in here. Like, he talked about he is Godhead wrapped in melanin, massive strength within shattered charge. You said thunderous stanzas with authoritative tone. He saw me, not what stands before you. Give me that line where you started saying that he saw me, not the me that stands before you. Can you go into that stanza right there?
Okay. Because he saw me, not what stands before you, but the me everyone forced down, the goddess born within this flesh, designed to be what feminine was created for.
Keith, you already know where I'm at with that.
I mean,
right? Listen, because I've been there, sis. You know, I've been there. That line hit my heart like you would not believe, because it's like when you have that exchange with someone that's so beautiful, it's like you see something in them, they see something in you, only they can't rise to the occasion of what you see. Like, they just oh, it's such a frustrating thing, because it's like what you see is so beautiful, and they're just in that brokenness. They just can't. Sometimes brokenness is comfort. People love to stay in that space, right, because it gets them attention. You know, it gets the, oh, woe is me, and everybody coddling and bringing Band-Aids to the party, mm-hmm, to bandage you up and kiss your wounds. Some people love to stay there, and it's unfortunate because they don't understand that it creates a very low ceiling for their growth. Mm-hmm. This is an awesome piece. If you could share that on the event page, I would love to be all up and through. This piece is, I love it. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Look at you got this piece got Kim reaching. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm so glad she didn't throw this piece away. I am so glad she did not throw this away.
Don't you never
talk
about no more piece again. Don't you never let that ever come into your mind about throwing away some poetry. Don't let it slip. Come back to it a little later.
Mm-hmm. Don't get us going in this motherfucker.
But yeah, man, we appreciate you always coming through and doing your thing. Your pen is fantastic. Please bring it back next time. And also, you know, we will come through and support your show next week.
Absolutely. Indeed. Come through the inkwell, man. It's basically the same premise. It's bring whatever you want to bring and tell us what made you write it.
Already. That was Lisa Lips doing her thing, y'all. I'm going to go through this real quick before we hit the break. Let y'all know I see y'all. We got, after the break, after we do host spit, we got 707-484-515. 818-609-937-615-267-213-817. That is the order we will come right back with. After we do the break, we're going to do our thing. We're going to do host spit, and we're going to go right back into the callers. And we will be starting with, as soon as we come back, we'll be starting with 707. So, this is Renaissance Poetry Jam. We'll be right back.
Fantasies come true when the truth is due. Let me be the one to open you up to.
I've been watching you for a while, your smile and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Baby, there is only one for me. You have made that part. Oh.
Forever and a day. These words, these syllables are the syllabus to us. Symbols, they crack flashes of light. Symbols I see in my mind like lightning is the signal to the thunder that is sure to come. The universe, the Big Bang, so of course, you're sure to come. Beginning of the word evolution is love, spelled backwards. Red rum is another word for how you come when we make love backwards. Murder is the case that they gave me, so gladly I'll serve my time. Imprisoned in this love, like the legs that hold me in captivity, even after they have taken all that I had in me. Like the Chateau d'If, sweet, like the Monte Cristo we eat before we count sheep, this prison isn't detrimental to me. I'm gripped by the memory of how her mouth rebuilds me, her words play like a symphony nodding, like a beat produced by Marley Marl, featuring Kool G, wrapping my mind around how she encouraged a better me. By introducing a love I never believed existed, existing in the egg rolls of my mind is an activity. My love rolls and bolts through my bloodstream directly, my heart, creating an addicting similar to the black brain. I mean, can't you understand what Stevie means when he said, for your love, I will do anything? He was a crack fiend for love. I become Tyrone Biggums when we kiss, leaving the donut-like white powder on my lips. How can I not know how dope she is? The way I scratch my neck tells the truth. She is a spicy one, 187 proof. She keeps calling me, man, Pookie Camden. He ain't got shit on me. Currently, her essence is like currency. Even though I'll jack the whole city for her cream. Get the honey, dollar bill. Y'all don't understand the mathematics. It doesn't make sense. It's pennies on the dollar when you've never experienced love that leaves you so breathless you can't survive unless she breathes carbon dioxide into your lungs. Have you to question if you're going to die because whenever they leave you, it feels like they took your life with them. I mean, I always want to be with them, but love is such a gifted thief that when your heart is stolen, you're happy to be the victim. When the heart and mind combines, you lose all sense of time. 2 years feel like two centuries. Your own ancestors are actually past memories of soul ties, love everlasting, higher than a note sung by Tony Terry. We elevate on the music we make and float across floors when we dance. No wonder our feet never touch the ground. We are bound together, woven into the fabric of space, wound up like the hands of time written in the stars. We were meant to be forever and a day. Renaissance. And we back. This Man. Is the Renaissance Poetry Jam. I got Kim in the building. What's happening, sis?
Listen. You know, it's like being on the other side, I love to be a fan because you want to, it's like your pieces, you want to be in the moment and listen.
But it's like as soon as you get wrapped up in one line, another line comes by and takes your breath away, and another and another and another. And before you know it, like you in a full gas, like scared to breathe when you listen to your pieces. Like that's how your lines are. Like you scared to breathe because even the sound of your own breath might make you miss a line. Like, damn, you... The beginning of the word evolution is love spelled backwards. Sweet like the Monte Cristo we eat before we count. She introducing a love I never believed existed. She is a spicy one, 187 proof. Currently, her essence is like currency. But this is the line that got me. It's two lines that like this. Whenever they leave you, it feels like they took your life with them. Then you said, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said when your love is stolen, you're happy to be the victim. Lord, can you just give me those lines there when you said whenever they leave you, it feels like they took your life with them. And then that line, when your love is stolen, you're happy to be the victim. Can you please just run that back?
All right. So let's see here. Have you to question if you're going to die? Because whenever they leave you, it feels like they took your life with them. I mean, I always want to be with them, but love is such a gifted thief that when your heart is stolen, you're happy to be the victim.
Oh, my God. See, I missed that. Love is such a gifted thief. Listen, this my brother right here. I don't know about y'all. This my brother. This ain't nobody else's brother but mine. This my brother right here. You, I swear, yo, your pen is just in a lane of its own. The metaphors, the imagery, the way you tie different references of art and history to wrap it all up. It's like a beautiful love story, man. Like, woo, I enjoy just being on the other side and being a fan, truly just being able to listen and take it in. And then, you know, just what to do with your cadence, you know, when to slow it up, when to speed it up, you know, the right inflection. That is something that's very important to really deliver a piece in its entirety. I enjoy this. This is, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I love playing on words. I was a big fan of the Monte Cristo, the movie and the book. And so being able to put the Chateau d'If in a piece was just goofy. I mean, I just love being able to play the words. But to be the fact that I played the symphony today, and then I got a line in here, her words played like a symphony, nodding my head like a beat produced by Marley Marr featuring Kool G, wrapping my mind around how she encouraged the better me. I just thought that was pretty cool to have the symphony on here and then have this piece done. So, I mean, I'm geeking out a little bit. That's all.
Hey, listen, if you ain't hype about your own piece, who won't be? Ain't nothing wrong with being hype about your own damn piece, popping your own collar. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, brother. That was clever. So I definitely appreciate it. I know the people appreciate it. I just wanted to say the first half of this show, man, the way y'all come through here, we have no choice but to elevate our pen. We can't rest on being comfortable or none of that. Y'all make us push that pen forward. Thank you to each and everyone who came and hit the mic. We appreciate y'all. We see what all of y'all are doing out there, all your extra projects, your platforms. That's what it's about, elevating and taking to the next level so they can take us as poet and poetry seriously, because they deserve to be and pay us what they owe us when they ask us to come perform. Okay? Yeah. That's that on that.
Already, and I'd like to add, you know, that the first half of the show is, you know, definitely dope. You guys brought it. Unfortunately, we're probably all going to forget the first half of the show because Kim for the spit. And, you know, anybody's familiar with, you know, the hurricane, they just kind of destroyed things. So she's going to come through and just ruin it all. So I'm just making sure you guys are prepared. Get your The sandbags, get you, you know what I'm saying? Just get prepared because she's getting ready to spit. Everybody going to forget everything now, you know. It's just going to be.
Why?
The other half of the show is after Kim spit. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
Why?
So with that being said, you know, I'm going to let her do her thing. I'm going to press mute, you know.
My brother, he always likes to drive the bus. He is an epic bus driver. Anyway, here we go. And you say you love me. And you say you love me. Well, with love like that, who needs it? Made me lie in a bed of lies until I believed it. Carelessly, you cut me with the company of your misery, and now I bleed it. Blew the bullshit through your toxic breath until I breathed it. And toked it until it hit me dead in the chest. Now look at this mess you've made. Colors of rage splatter all over the front page with a vital drum beat fade. Faded, 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 faded. Now what if I reciprocated your so-called love? Would you still love the faces that you're faced with in the mirror? Do you feel the heels of the truth digging into the roots where our ancestral doves cry as our crimson still floods the surface, violently churning as the world turns and worships their scripted version concerning why we're not deserving, as they upload programs of ether and fear until our minds come up missing, just like the civil rights workers in Mississippi, and it's still burning. Can't you smell the smoke? See, some be like, stop Kim and let it rock Kim, but this ain't no damn joke, because America's trying to erase all the murder she wrote. Instead of accountability and admission, the truth is stuck in history's throat, and these microwave plans and short attention spans got certain books and speakers banned while our hands click and swipe away, then type out hashtags, keeping count of the piled up body bags that make it hard to get over fear's silhouette, because the God in them and the nod in them haven't come into agreement yet. A knee on the neck on camera just isn't enough evidence, but the sun will still set and rivers will still flow and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. But let the drums play. And you claim that you love me. Well, something smells like rotted perception, deception. Now here comes the government's erection where we repeatedly get screwed over with no lubrication, just racial stiffness, more wicked than a myth of 360s. Flipped visions of their true religions don't fit in your genes. And it seems we're still running with the same old schemes while our minds are gaining too much weight and bursting out of the sanity seams with ink steams for us to rise up, rise up. Rise up, rise up, because we are, we are, we are, we are the poets. See, we've got the regimen to remove our impediments and raise boys into better men while women store the cure to collectively pour into the minds of the youth, bearing future warriors with voices and headstones instead of headstones marked with gone too soon. Exploded expressions presses against nerves that have seen and heard enough of war against our skin and our hands up in the air while they murder us, murder us, murder us, murder us, then stare square into our eyes and deny their genocide. See, the pain is written so deeply in my pain that it drips and stains my pages so my people can receive truth seeds contrary to majority's lies and persuasions, because, see, you don't love me. You just want to strip everything of me and dove thee your own from the fullness of our lips to my melanin earth tone while you're evil, evil dealing, organ stealing, then concealing. Fuck your feelings because the time is revealing the shift. And my people, my people, my people, my people, my people are getting tired of this shit. But soon, real soon, those slain victims will drive the hearse of your evil works. Positions will reverse, and a last shall be first, and the sun will still set, but the rivers will still flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. Let the drums play. In peace.
See, you have to give me a second because I got to remember how to speak. Because, I'm having a hard time remembering things after you spit. That right there, you got the nerve to go into the bag and pull out one of my absolute favorite poems. So you already out of line.
I had to. It's been a minute since I spit this.
And you spit that with the energy of 1,000 poets. Like, you came out the gate. You got the nerve to say, I'm a bus driver. But you pushed me out the seat.
Hey,
you pushed
hey,
me out the
I
seat,
mean...
hit the motherfucking gas pedal, and took off. Look here. You got too many lines in this piece. There's so many of them. But I need the people to understand the cleverness here in some of your lines. All right. So I'm going to need you to just slow down a little bit and give me the Stop Kim and Let It Rock Kim line, because that's just dumb.
Okay. All right, so I said, do you feel the heels of the truth digging into the roots where our ancestral doves cried as our crimson still floods the surface, violently churning as the world turns and worships their scripted version concerning why we're not deserving as they upload programs of ether and fear until our minds come up missing like the civil rights workers in Mississippi and it's still burning. Can't you smell the smoke? Some be like, stop Kim and let it rock Kim, but this ain't no damn joke because America's trying to erase all the murder she wrote.
See, the murder she wrote, I mean, first of all, you just took us all the way back because Angela Lansbury would be proud. But on the real, the lines and everything you were saying, as you get this piece from me and you're like, one of the lines is, the pain is written so deeply into my pain. Something smells like rotted perception. And then you're just going in, like you're going in. But the way you started this piece, that's what needs to rewind. Because you came in so powerful, so strong. Just give me the first few lines of the stanza. I just need that one more again.
Okay. And you say you love me. And you say you love me. Well, with love like that, who needs it? Made me lie in a bed of lies until I believed it. Carelessly, you cut me with the company of your misery, and now I bleed it. Blew the bullshit through your toxic breath until I breathe it. And toasted until it hit me, dead in the chest. Now look at this mess you've made. Colors of rage splatter all over the front page of a vital drum beat fade.
You know the energy that you're giving me right now, and I got to say it. It just is what it is.
What's that?
Ozzie.
Well, that's my sister.
You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
Hey, I mean, I'm going to carry her here right along with
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way that she spit
phone.
One of my favorite pieces that we have a recording of, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
piece, that's what it made me feel, that energy. I did that thing on there. And you channeled that, man. I just got to say, one of the dopest poets I know. I'm so glad to have you on this show. And I'm not ashamed of the fact that you can erase all my poetry after you when you spit. I ain't ashamed. You do your thing. You do your thing.
Will you stop it?
Look here. I done lost my pen. I don't even know where that thing at. Look here, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller as promised. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to forget. I don't want to forget everything. So we got 707. That's what I remember, 707. We're going to go ahead and go to them. You know, we got to clean it up. Don't worry about it. It's clean. The water getting pushed out of here. Don't worry about it. Y'all ain't going to drown or nothing. So we got 707 in the building. How you doing? This is Renaissance Poetry. How you be?
I won't go no more.
Oh, you
see?
You better cut it out, Miss Second Place. I'm second place in the slam. Miss Second Place in the slam. Yes, that's my motherfucking sister. Check her out on that event page. I posted that video because I'm proud of my sister. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Girl, Lordy. I'm scared. Them folks were beyond good. I was like, oh, no. Wait a minute.
And who are you? And what are you?
Second place.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. We ain't even gonna talk about the only reason why
she's second place. I'm just happy to be on stage with y'all. That's all I'm at. I'm just happy to be on stage.
Yeah, I was happy. I told them I am happy to be here. I'm just happy to
That's
be here.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just happy to be on stage.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know,
for real, you got for real hype over there. Talking about he should have done his side of the piece.
Yes, I
he
just
was hype.
Say
he said he wanted to come in and do his piece.
I want to say real quick before leaving, y'all need to do that piece together.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know that piece is a collab that me and the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the poet, it was his brainchild. Let me just put that out there. The sun was still set, the river was still flow like that. Those lines right there. That's his brainchild, and the crazy part about that is, a year later after we did that piece, Prince passed away. That's what was so crazy, and we just never got to it. So yeah, you better get hype, brother. Get hype and come on here and spit that piece.
Okay.
Come on, sister. Come with it.
I'll try to do that together, the back to back. All I'm saying is, if y'all did that back to back, like I told my Pearl. Like I told LaPearl earlier, I'm going to need a whole fire extinguisher because y'all going to burn everything down. First, going to bring the water, then he's going to bring the fire. So which one needs to go first? Who go first? Because I need to know. Because if he go first and you bring the water, we'd be all right. How are we doing that?
We might switch it up and give y'all a back and forth. I don't know. We're going to figure out how we're going
to
get it done.
Y'all need to get that together. Y'all need to get that together.
For real.
Because the energy on that piece, I'd be. I'm here for real, doing his with the same.
I'm here for it.
You know,
I'm
energy.
Here for
so it's gonna take everybody out of there. Y'all got to get that together.
Yeah,
it's all good. I'm trying to see what my sister is coming through with. That's what I'm.
I already
trying
know she ready. So we're gonna get it back started. Everybody who's listening, I'm gonna get to all the callers. Trust me, I'm gonna get you in there tonight. And we starting with say your name one more again, ma'am, so everybody knows.
Lily.
Already in the building. And I'm going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, this is a little ditty. It's titled Vista a través de los ojos verdes. Arriba. Okay. I can smell the hate in your hello. Some pleasantries rolled off your tongue like halitosis. The synopsis of this tale can't be summed up in just one word because you had more than enough derogatory statements through the years to bury a young girl's self-esteem, like a dog who buried bones. Constant gossip on the phone like mean girls who log on cyberbullying. Campaigning to be homecoming queen, but you won't get my vote. You sit around while making me the butt of your inside jokes, but I can hear the sarcasm in your voice. The sounds of laughter pierce my ears like 9-inch nails scratching up chalkboards. If I appear bored by your bullshit, it's because I am. Your jealousy pops up like internet spam, so I block out the negativity because the possibility of me giving two fucks about yours or anyone else's acceptance of me are slim to none. My approval rating has won over quite a few. The only thing that your hating does for me is fuel the fire inside that burns daily. I can see the little green-eyed monstrous hidden behind your brown globular organs. Infection seeps through your pores and I can smell the stench. Fumes rise up through your skin like an irritating itch. If only you could scratch the surface of what's really eating Gilbert Grape, we can probably break through your personal issues. I can feel the distance between damsels like the stress was written in Braille. So I put out an SOS because I don't know which way to sail. Can't tell if you really want to be saved from swallowing those bitter pills. All I know is that they won't help you heal. Mountains weren't built from molehills, for real. Everything you touch don't necessarily turn to gold. Do not waste time crying over spilled milk because it'll eventually turn to mold. I can't fix what's broken all by my lonesome. but it's not wholesome to hold on to something or someone who's bad for your health. Wealth isn't always monetary. Contrary, I'm rich with God's blessings, and if cutting our ties is a blessing in disguise, then God bless you. Gesundheit.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Cutting our ties is a blessing in disguise. Hell yeah. I'm with that energy, all of it, because I would not hesitate to cut off a family member if you are not bringing the correct energy into my life.
And that was a family member.
How about that?
That was written about a family member.
Damn. The way you came in here, I can smell the hate in your hello. Pleasantries roll off your tongue like halitosis. That is the most disgusting description of hate. It is so beautiful. It's so perfect. I love it. I love it. That describes hate perfectly. Because I just smell halitosis. You don't get nastier than that quite often. The way it smacks your face is just, it's unfair. It's just, ain't nothing nice about halitosis says hello. The word H in halitosis is already fucked off before I even speak. But seriously, this piece here, I love how you said the sound of your laughter pierces my ears like 9-inch nails. And that also hit for me because literally when you get to a place with somebody, it don't matter what they say, it hurt. It's annoying. Yeah. It hits that nerve. You can't, it's tap dancing on the nerve. And I mean, just, man, and it sucks because for you to have to write a piece like this about somebody close to you, sit around making me the butt of your jokes, and this is a family member? Man, it's fucked up.
First cousin.
Damn. But you know what? A lot of first cousins are the ones that hate, too.
Yeah. Because we had a falling out, and then we didn't speak for a while, and then there was a death in the family, and that kind of brought us back together. So, you know, we talk or whatever, and then her mom captures my mom's twin sister. So, you know, brought us together. So she's always out here. Like, she lives an hour away from me, but her and her best friend will always go to just outings, like, not that far from my house. And I'm thinking, okay, you can't come visit? So I'm like, okay, so the feature, not the feature, but the Poetry Slam Monday, I'm like, oh, won't you come through? Nope. None of my cousins came. Oh, baby, yeah. Came. But she's going to go to the concert 20 minutes away from my house in Napa. I'm like, okay, babe.
Hey, you know what? That's exactly what it is. What it is, because I mean, that's the reality. I had a whole house that I had built, and my cousin never came to it. But years later, after I sold that house, he happened to be out in that same area. Hey, man, guess what? I'm out by your old house. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. It's funny how you can make it out there now, but
right,
it is what it is.
Right. So, yeah, and they should even go to Six Flags, and I live literally around the corner from Six Flags. I'm like, y'all can't. I'm like, okay.
Damn. See? Yeah. That speaks volumes in itself. You know, it makes this piece all the more relevant because it just never really goes away, does it?
No. But hey.
Yeah. But I love this piece. I enjoy the fact that you have so much variety when you come in here. We just never know what you're going to do. But this piece resonates with more than one person. I'm sure it resonates with more than one person. But, yeah, thank you for coming through. Congratulations once again on your second place slam victory. And I know that, you know.
I'm even in the local newspaper. I'm like, what?
See, how about that? When you start getting out there more, you're going to be number one pretty soon.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. I'm glad that you're out there. Hopefully you'll be able to make it back to the next show, and I wouldn't be surprised if you did and you told us you won. But, you know, we'll see what happens. All right.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you coming out. Hopefully you know, you'll be able to stick around and listen to more of the show.
I most certainly will.
Already. That was Lily doing her thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 484 in the building.
What's up, soul peoples?
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
Yes, sir. This is Blaze. How's everybody?
Already doing well. Welcome to the show, man. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Dude, this is the first time that I can actually say that I'm scared to go behind everybody that showed up, especially the last two ladies that just showed up.
I mean,
I'm never.
I don't even remember what happened.
Them,
I mean, shoot.
I think all I can say is to the last two,
Exactly. Look, that's all you can remember. That's all you can remember. Just, you know, the last two. As Kimberly said it, man. But yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through and listening to the show. And, you know, we're going to see what you got, man. You talking all that shit, but we're going to see what you got, man. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Right. No more is it going to be or has it been, yes, because I'm going to own my massacre. It's going to be a worldwide massacre. You wanted us to continue wearing whips and chains, but we use our arms, hands, and needles to scratch the hell out of you, causing major wrecks with cords. Kiss the stains. Kiss the pain away as a poor man because I copy, right? Nah, homie. My pieces are original, not even digital. Can you stop me, right? See, I tried to let it be, but now it's your ass, Cap, and I'm going to dig so deep till you touch your soul, especially if and when I have flashbacks. You know what? Scratch that. Y'all always trying to screw somebody over. Sounds loud. And even if I try to play music on my tolly, you try to get goalie and ratchet facts on that piss actively trying to shut me down on SoundCloud. I was made to believe that you left me with no rights, but you were wrong. See, I'm nerve strong. I say that because you made many attempts to poison my mind with your rotten spiel, but you're now my slave. Now, go work with constant and monotonous perseverance in that cotton field like you used to make us toil. We were at one point called tar babies and or three-fifths beasts. Mammals dipped in crude oil, but you'd boil if I called you white cheddar or, even better, saltines. Your lost fiends always saw yourselves as top-of-the-line SRX JBL speakers, but be the lowest of the low insignia, two ways for beginners, E-rail speakers. Ain't none of y'all been strong. Matter of fact, yeah, he smelled weaker. Now, you're probably thinking, I'll get you. My wickets. Don't worry about that nigga. I'll fix you. But I know you ain't about that art. Ain't got enough heart. A war, you ain't ready to start. Because you only good for blending Mr. Blend Bravado. I'm that Serato, DJ Pro Mixer, Pioneer, S9, Audio Technica. I'll make you see what I'm talking about like a Video Connect splitter. Only room enough for me with you is too many for Three's company, Mr. Jack Ritter. It's your turn to act bitter because you've been slaving out in that heat and I ain't even thought to feed you. You do what I say. I got the power to bleed you like a radiator. I can daze you now or decay you later because I don't need you. No bullshit. On second thought, you, nut, cracker, go fetch my bullwhip or feel the full tip of these bullets from this saw off when I pull it. Bop, bop. Called dogs. Tried to act hard, but y'all saw. What? You got something to say? Nigga, I cut your balls off before you go back to slaving for me at your fastest. I leave you alone. But let me ask this, Jack. ask backwards. Ask if your virus handling corona flagship will back off now, because all the way around the board, I now own my masters, my recordings, and my former slave owners, faggots, gay grown-ups. Now, try to stand up. Every time I think you might be thinking, you might try to man up. I'm going to smack you with my black tips and crack whips, dirty-ass Mitch. Yeah. 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 You got it. I own my masters. Yeah, I own my masters. That's that piece, please.
Already, since you have so much love for my sister Kim, I'm going to let her come in and tell you what she think about that piece there.
Yeah! I almost threw my damn phone across the room. How you going to end it like that? I own my masters, all of them. Yo, he said that shit with his entire chest. Yo, you came straight out the gate with savage wordplay. Like, please go back to the line. You had the lines around when you started talking about I'm nerve strong. I couldn't get all the lines because I was just like, you was just hitting me with so many. But if you can go back around that line, like a couple lines before and then a couple lines after, when you talked about I'm nerve strong.
Y'all always trying to screw somebody over. Sounds loud, and even if I try to play music on my tolly, you try to get gully and ratchet. Facts, bitch, on deck is actively trying to shut me down on SoundCloud. I was made to believe that you left me with no rights. You were wrong. See, I'm nerve strong. I say that because you made many attempts to poison my mind with your rotten spiel, but you're now my slave. Now, go work with constant and monotonous perseverance in that cotton field like you used to make us toil.
Yo, I can't. Keith, you're going to have to take over. I can't. I can't, yo.
He already know. I ain't trying to hear the bullshit. You know how he came in here like he was scared. But you already know, motherfuckers always come in here and try to set that up. But we ain't falling for the fall. I already knew
but
he had some fire
over
there.
Did you hear
what's his,
the
what's
line,
his name
though,
again? Because he act like he ain't fire, but what his name?
Blade.
Yeah.
Exactly. But did you hear the line where he said, you know, the scratch? Yo, I was
yeah,
done.
Of course I did. You know, he's trying to be DJ Jazzy Jeff in the middle of a poem, but he ain't
done,
here. He act like he don't know that he about to kill it. But it's all good, man. That's why I said I'm going to let you go on to do that, because I ain't trying to entertain the bullshit. You know, I'm going to let you go.
Listen, and then the way he ended it. No, for real, I got to ask you to do this, too. I'm sorry. I know y'all waiting, everybody. We love y'all. We're going to get y'all in. But those ending lines when you said, I'm the master of my masters, all of them. Give me the last line when you close out the poem, please.
Let's see, where we at? Yo, I'll leave you alone, bastards. But let me ask this, Jack. Ask backwards. Ask if your virus-having corona flagship will back off now, because all the way around the board, I now own my masters, my recordings, and my former slave owners, faggots, gay, grown-ups. Now, try to stand up. Every time I think you might be thinking that you might try to man up, I'm going to smack you with my black tips and crack whips, dirty-ass Mitch. Yeah. I own my masters. All of them. Yeah, I own my masters.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yo. I can't wait to listen to the – I can't wait to listen to the replay. Yo, Blaze, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate
you
coming through.
You did it.
Pretending to be scared.
You did it. That's the reason. You did that.
Well,
I had to come with some strong shit, because I swear, that shit you
all
did.
All praise to the Most High. Listen, if I did that, hey, it is what it is. I appreciate it. I'm so all over the team. I can't wait to listen to replay.
I thank you, baby. I thank you, really.
Already, man. We
appreciate the show. I thank all of you.
And like I said, man, we appreciate you pretending to be scared and then delivering the heat. No, we appreciate
it. Oh, no,
that.
She's nice. She's the reason why I brought it out like that.
No, but
I
you didn't sound scared, bro. That's all I'm saying. wasn't that the one on scary voice you had over there when you spit the piece, man? Ain't nobody falling for that shit, bro. Thank you for coming through, man. Hopefully you'll do it another time, man, and bring that good energy one more again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Wait a minute. What was you saying, Kim? What were you saying?
I was just saying let them know about overtime because, you know.
Yeah, I was about to. We got 8 minutes.
Okay.
We got 8 minutes to go into overtime.
Okay, you want me to stay?
No. I mean, we got the other people we're going to get to. We're just trying to let everybody know that if you are on a computer listening to this show and you want to keep listening to this show as we go into overtime, you want to call in to the number 319-527-6300 to continue listening to the show. If you're on the computer, it will cut you off in the next 8 minutes and 22 seconds. So with that being said, please call into the show if you want to continue listening, 319-527-6300. Well, again, we appreciate you, brother, for coming out. Hopefully you make it to the next show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 515 in the building.
What's good? It's Paul Crown, the poet, man. How y'all feeling?
Oh, shit. He actually came through. What's happening, brother, man? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, man, this show's been amazing, bro. Amazing.
Man,
how you doing,
man?
Queen?
I'm glad you're doing, man. Oh, she's on the event page. I'm trying to go ahead and get through a lot of these callers here. We got about, I don't know, 8, 9 of y'all waiting, so we got about an hour left. I'm going to try to make sure I get everybody in. I'll bring in here and there to talk to people, but I want to make sure I get everybody on tonight. So she was on the event page. You definitely can hit her on the event page and let her know what you think, or you can comment on some pieces, man.
Bet.
All righty. So I know you've enjoyed the show, but I know you're going to add to it, right? I know you got something for me.
Oh, yeah, I got something for you.
Already. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
I'm fed up. I'm 100% fed up. I'm fed up with the fact that some of these women are out here truly believing the notion that there are no more available good black men. I'm fed up with the fact that some of these women believe that the hardworking, romantic, respectful, God-fearing, foundation-building, faithful husband and loving father type black man is just a myth that has disappeared throughout the waves of time like a street magician's trick. Poof. She believes they were all gone. I'm fed up with the fact that some of these "I wish I was a real man" type men has sadistically devoured a good woman's faith and openness about the man who appears in the middle of her dreams. He can truly be in her presence because of your swift tongue and charming ways made her trust you, and you, being like a venomous serpent, injected your fangs of pain, pumping the poisons in her heart that all men are the exact same and she'll never let another get close to her again. I am fed up. I'm fed up with the fact that some of these women are walking around now without the love and the glow and the smile that she can truly receive from what is considered a real man. Well, ladies, I'm here to let you know that the hardworking, romantic, respectful, God-fearing, foundation-building, faithful husband, and loving father-type black man is not a myth that has disappeared throughout the waves of time like a street magician's trick. This black man is real. This black man has no problem professing his love that he has for his woman, making her feel like Tamar Braxton wrote that song, Prettiest in the World, by reading the words directly off his heart. Yes, ladies, this black man that I'm speaking of is real. Not only is he real, this black man that I am referring to, he is here. But what you have to do is open your eyes and allow God to bring him and take a step back and let God do his thing. And when he is ready, I mean truly ready, God will hand deliver you your very own single, hardworking, romantic, respectful, God-fearing, foundation-building, faithful husband, and loving father-type black man. In peace.
Man, you better spit that shit. Give me back the foundation. I need to hear it one more time because you hit it with the foundation building, but after you ended it with the street musician poof, give me that little stanza right back. I need to hear that one more time.
Oh. You caught me off guard. Hold on. The loving husband. If you really caught me off guard, I'm so sorry, brother.
I see. Call. Hey, you got time. Go ahead and bring it up, bro.
Hardworking, romantic, respectful, God-fearing, foundation-building, faithful husband and loving father type black man is just a myth that has disappeared throughout the waves of time like a street magician's trick. Poof.
I love that.
We're all gone.
I love that line. I love how you did that, man. It is definitely good to hear the inflection in your voice. You meant that shit. You spit that. You meant that shit, man. I loved it. The venomous serpent part, injecting the pain, that was dope too, man. That, look, when you said I'm a real man in that voice, I heard Pinocchio. I'm a real boy. That's what I heard in my head. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? Like you did your thing on that piece, brother, man. I enjoyed that, man. You got to make sure you come back to the show, man. Keep sharing that kind of shit with us, bro.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Definitely will, man. I thank you so much for having me.
Already, man. I appreciate you. And of course, you got a show, man. Go ahead and make sure you share that to the VIP page. Let people know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio. He's one of our new hosts. He does his thing during the week as well. Make sure that, you know, come through and support this brother as well.
No doubt. I definitely
Let him know the name of the show, man.
Oh, yeah. It's every last Tuesday of the month. It's called Smoking Word. So come through. Live music is going to be great. We just vibe out.
Already. Definitely appreciate you showing up to the show, man. It's all love. And hopefully you'll make it back to another show and do your thing.
No doubt.
Already. My man doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 818 in the building.
You guys are just, you know, I don't care if Hurricane's in the damn chat, but bring your ass up in here. Now. Feel the vibe. Now. Let's get to it. Come on. Hurricane! Come on!
I know you ain't come to my show snapping your fingers at me. You got me fucked up. The fuck? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know you were Kim Cool and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hold on, man. I trip you from behind like, you know, like Craig Dick Smokey on Friday, man. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, hey, like I said, I'll chip you from behind like Craig did Smokey.
Pookie! What's up, Pookie?
That's the equalizer to you, Miss Darling. Now, let me just say this real quickly. When you was doing that piece, that was, I don't know if I heard that before. I think you've done it before, but I don't think I've heard it, but I've been out of the loop. I felt myself playing the drum to that. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
The way you were spinning, it was equivalent to the dancers when they dance to the drum. It was intense,
yes.
And I felt that. So, you know, I'm hopefully one of these days, if I ever get to see you, when you spit that piece, I'll be drumming. Because you did mention the drums.
Yes.
That basically perked my senses. You know that does it to me. You know what time it is, so.
I already know. Listen, me and we'll talk because me and for real, we kind of talked about that when he. Because see, this is his brainchild. That line. I'm gonna say this real quick. I'm gonna let you get in because a lot of people waiting. But this is his brainchild. Those lines, let the drums play. You know, all of that. That that started from him, and I brought that up to him. So we'll talk. We'll talk. But I'm gonna let you get your do your thing because I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Truth.
Hold on, brother. Let us press the mute, man. Let us. Like you ready like a woman.
Ready to go in.
Let us bring you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, let us do our thing. Like, shit, we can't even host this motherfucker. This ain't feel the vibe. Let us host this motherfucker, man. Shit.
Damn. I'm just a little anxious, brother. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry, but I'm just anxious. But anyway,
hold on. Let me set you up. I'ma let you do your thing. I'ma press mute and the mic is yours. Shit.
All right. Are you guys mute? Truth. Slytherin whispers across, cut across snake bidding by venomous truths from the other side of the game. Sadly camouflaging your innocence, matters of heart busted into pieces, given unto me the taste of betrayal. Bitterly inoculated by potions of the foolishness, presumptions of what a real woman is. But I failed to read between the lines. A woman of 1,000 disguises. Your best one is dressed up like Miss Tootie Goodshoes, packaged perfectly. Guilty I didn't see past the curves of your smile. About excursions you plan, sit in air-conditioned deprived homestead while strong thunderstorms, heavy downpours couldn't cool the seething heat. Because you're just a lying dog in heat. Your number one runner, your numbers runner, who's trying to score all that. I was hanging with my girls, just justified alibis of constant lies under that nigga. Microwave repackaged and served for the naivetes of niceties. And no. I won't use that word. Because dogs, female or otherwise, are obedient. But not you. In peace. Feel the vibe.
Well, damn, bro. who pissed in your cereal? Shit. Damn. I mean, you went in on this. Was this a personal piece? Is it just a reflective piece? Like, you call this woman a dog in heat? 1,000 disguises? Heavy, you said heavy, the thunder and the heavy downpours can't cool a seething what? I mean.
Couldn't cool the seething heat because you're a lying dog in heat.
Yeah.
You're a numbers runner who's trying to score. All of that. I'm just hanging with my girls, justified alibis of constant lies under that nigga.
Brother, this is the scoring piece right here, man. Shit, this right here, you ain't bullshit, and you know it resonates with a lot of people because there's some people who feel the pain in this piece here. They understand these words because, hey, when they talk about women doing their thing, they say they do it better than us, but they ain't always got free. They ain't always got free. They get caught. And they hurt, and they hurt hearts. And this piece is a hurt heart piece. Like, you did your thing. And
for the record, this is something I decided. This is something I wanted to try something new. So, conscious pieces, but this is something. Let me try a scorn piece, a heartbreak piece. You know, so yeah. And honestly, I don't think I've finished it yet. You know, so
hey,
I don't know. But
You add to it, go ahead and bring it back, man. I like to see what you do the rest with it. But you say it's not a conscious piece, but you was conscious when you wrote this motherfucker because you was on top of that shit.
Yes, sir.
Already, man. We appreciate you coming through to the show, man. Definitely, you know, could come back next time, hit Kim up on the event page. I know y'all got some more back and forth or whatever. And definitely, man, you know, bring the drums, brother. We look forward to that.
Absolutely. And real quickly, the Vibe will be coming back either in next month or in April. It'll be once a month, and I'll let you know the details of it. But my bad, I was trying to take over the show. I was just feeling the emotions. I love you guys, but peace, love, and feel the vibe. Later.
All righty, man. We look forward to you bringing that show back. And definitely, if you do, feel free. If you have a date or anything, feel free to put it on the event page, man. Let us know.
All right. Peace.
All righty. That's Rob doing his thing. We'll go to the next caller. We got 609 in the building. Are you in the building?
There.
Oh, there he is. What's happening, brother?
There he is.
What's happening, brother?
What's going on?
If you got a radio or anything in the background, go ahead and cut that down because there's a lot of feedback.
Turn that wood off. Is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect, brother. Appreciate it.
That's perfect. Good. But, man, y'all got some, I don't know what going on up in here tonight.
Look. This is what they do on this show, man. They come through and act a fool on this show. I mean, they get it in, man. And I'm always proud to host a show like this, man, because there's so much energy in here. We have a good time. We get to laugh. We get to hear dope wordplay and all of that good stuff, man. You know, it's been a minute since you've been out here, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to bring to the table. Did you hit your mute button again? Oh, man, looks like we might have lost you, brother. Yeah, I'm not hearing anything from you, so maybe we'll try to come back to you. Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, so I see what they're doing. They're not allowing you to use one device to switch off of the phone page to pull up something else.
Oh, okay. That's like, I don't know what happened there. But yeah, man. I know you came to do your thing, so mic is yours.
Now, I mean, I have to change midstream because I can't go back to the other page to get the piece that I was going to do. So that means I'm going to have to do another piece, the only one that I have memorized. So I'll have to do that. And this piece is called From Crack to Christ, whenever you're ready.
Mic is yours.
Mic is yours. I used to worship a powerful God. His image was a straight glass rod. Like a genie, he arose as I smoked. Meanwhile, my very soul he choked. No vile, disgusting, a godless thing escaped my desire to please my king. Ceaselessly, I was on my grind, about my business, of the crackhead kind. Oh, but then one day, the true God spoke. He proved my God to be a joke. The omnipotent great I am spoke to me lovingly, like a lamb. He told me of a love so pure, a love that evil could not endure. A love that cost him his firstborn son. A love that's available to everyone. Well, truly, this was something I needed to see, so quickly to my knees I went. And my rigid, addictive will was rent. A calmness, a peace was ushered in. A newness of life, free of sin. The chance to be me again. With me I loved. Way back when, Father God, please read my heart. For the gratitude I feel words could never impart. You freely rescued and redesigned me, making a new creation for all to see. Me, he who had scorned your name, acting as if your resurrection was a game. This low-life, sin-filled piece of sod, redeemed, restored, reborn by God. From crack to Christ, praise the Almighty God, the source of my strength to break that rod. Satan, get behind me, you wretched evil one, for my life, my soul, my all belong to God and his Holy Son. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Poem.
Bro, that's a powerful piece. Powerful story. When you were saying here that,
I tell
you know,
people that's my poem.
Right, right. You know, you
right,
said you
right.
worshiping a powerful God whose image was like a straight glass rod.
Like a straight glass rod.
No vile, disgusting,
no vile,
godless being to escape my desire to please my King. And then you said the true God spoke. He proved to be your God and not a joke.
My God, joke.
So, understanding this particular point here, you know, obviously you were talking about the crack pipe being what you worshipped, but God saved you. This is a piece that obviously a lot of people can resonate with if they were struggling with addiction in any kind of way. Like finding God or finding religion or finding spirituality, whatever, you know, pulled them up out of that, you know, is powerful and obviously, you know, a piece that needs to be heard. So I'm glad that you have it.
You know, and all the poems I've written, that's the only one I've been able to memorize. And I have anybody that writes know you've got a type of attachment to all your pieces. They are your children. But that one right there is the one that it's me. It's me.
That's what we call a signature piece, man. That's what's up.
Oh, is that what they call it? Okay, I have to remember some of the terminology. I'm still a baby in this. 8 years later, I'm still a baby.
Hey, we all learning, man. We all learning here.
That's how my mother always told us. Remain teachable. Yes, we have to remain teachable.
Already. I appreciate you making it to the show, man. It was back from the last time, so I'm glad you made it. And hopefully you'll be able to make it back to another show.
I'm definitely going to try. I appreciate you having the platform back, please, because you disappeared on us for a little bit. But I'm glad that you're back. So I got somewhere else to hide away from the chaos and retreat into the poetry world.
Already.
So I'm going to sit on back and finish listening to the rest. And one love, one mic. God bless you. And yeah, and Kimbrella. Hey, Kimbrella. And your callers as well.
Indeed, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Indeed, man. Appreciate you, bro. One mic.
All ready. That was Paul Sampson doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. Just let everybody know where we're on right now. We got 937 next, 615-267. 213-240. That is the order. So the next caller on the mic is 937.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of having on the mic.
This is poet Sugar Brown, Adrian Simone.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Well, you know, usually I prefer a hard ending to a good week, but this is a good ending to a hard week. So, yes, the show has been amazing.
Already. You know, sometimes the poetry is just what we need after a hard week. It definitely helps. And a lot of times I found myself in a position needing this show just to, you know, get me back right or get me in a good space. So I'm glad that you feel comfortable coming to the show with that kind of energy. And I already know that you got some dope poetry with that good energy. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you got.
All right, a little something that I'm going to get out the way.
I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This is called Cigar Musings. Michael Heber, Black. I blow his thick smoke back perpetual held until he lets me taste that decadent intensity intentionally, letting his flavor caress my palate, pairing of his sweet and nutty notes. It pairs well with my cognac. My desire is for the opulent. A closed mouth doesn't get fed, so I open it. Inhale the aromatics of our romantic minglings, handcrafted. Palm roll him just a little in my eager hand to ensure an even pull when I draw him in between my lips. I like to be indulgent. He likes to watch me take all of it. The finish is long, hence the coffee and chocolate and the D'Angelo song, because how it feels is entitled. Insanely rich blends of his persona, experience only once I have ignited like fire within his binder. He unfurls for me, burns to my stoking, releasing as I'm toking, appreciates the welcome of the excited anticipation my mouth tells, tongue affirming, baby, just the tip. While I apply heat, feels the light pressure, the security in my grip, enveloped in my pink gloss lips, embraced in that lushness, his smoke slips. There is no rushing to this luxury. He is favored and appreciated, not lit for a quick fix or hit, though sometimes I do feel addicted to the experience. In peace.
Makaya, first of all, you know I'm just too young to hear stuff like this, but you know I'm gonna go ahead and say, you're gonna break down the building of an actual cigar and the tearing down or burning or lighting an actual cigar in this way. I mean, this is clever as hell. Let me just go over some of the lines here. So understanding, you know, how cigars can be paired with things. You flip it, letting his flavor caress my palate. I get the full pairing of his sweet and nutty notes. It pairs well with my cognac. Out of line. My desire is for the opulent. Look here. Look, love me, because again, what you just described is an actual description of an actual cigar, but you flipped it into this, which is the wordplay, which makes it so crazy. And then you say, my desire for the opulent, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, so I open it, inhale the aromatics of our romantic minglings, handcuffed, palm roll him. Like, come on. The wordplay is ridiculous. The wordplay is ridiculous. Now, the finish is long hints of coffee and chocolate and the D'Angelo song, because it how it feels untitled. Just, it's a lot of wordplay. But what you got me here with, because again, I love cigars, as you know. Once I have ignited like fire within his binder, he unfurls for me, burns to my stoking, releasing as I'm toking. Like, this literally is a cigar you're talking about in the minds of a cigar person, but I see what you're saying. You're nasty. But I appreciate it. I can appreciate it.
I like this, a black cookie, but what?
Yeah, of course, of course. That's how, yeah. Right. We just talk about cigars.
Yes.
This is a fire piece. And to be literal, it's a fire piece. So, man, look, I don't know what to do with everybody tonight. This recording is going to be ridiculous. Anybody who's listening to this and comes
back there on the couch
is going to be crazy. I appreciate you coming through and spitting tonight. I'm glad that after a hard week, you could come through and still spit.
Yes, this is the energy I needed. Appreciate it. Hi, Kim. Have a great night.
Already. We appreciate you coming through. Listen, everybody, who is on the line. We got about 40 minutes left. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 615 in the building.
Renaissance and Hurricane Kimbrella Renee. C-34 music in stereo, rubbing his hands like Stevie J on Loving Hip Hop.
Already, man. Glad to have you here, brother. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. This is a good show. I definitely like that last poem that I just heard. Very good.
How could you not? The wordplay is ridiculous. And I'm a cigar lover. I'm thinking if Paul Cram was listening, he appreciated that as well because he enjoys cigars as well. So, I mean, the wordplay was ridiculous for anybody who enjoys cigars and how they're built. So, I mean, it was a smart piece.
Yes, it was. So, I guess it's my turn to do something, huh?
Hey, I mean, that's what you're here for, right? You know, we trying to keep it moving. So, man, I appreciate you doing your thing and coming to the show, man, and being patient because this was a three-hour show. We had a lot of callers. We lost a few. But, you know, we're glad that we got the few people who were able to hang on and come to the mic. So, again, I'm going to let you do your thing and press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This piece is called Thinking Outside Your Master's Plan. As I go ad-lib off the grid away from the teleprompter, let me just elaborate to the extent of what my random thoughts are. I know racism exists, and still I don't ingest them into a system like it's a cake that's decadent. I acknowledge it's a part of my past, so why are you presently tense? If I played race cards, my hands would be royally flushed. I know this country's majority so-called white, but should that tilt my equilibrium? Because you decide to generalize every pale face altogether as to who's pissed you off? You accepted the racial labeled schism to schizophrenic positions. The ignorance of white supremacy compositions got you in comparison and competition to prove to people with minds of children that you're not inferior. Really though? So we went from slavery to indented servitude by our application for employment, not knowing if we're first, second, or third class citizens. Our ancestors paved the way for our blessings. Where do you think we got our strength and resilience from? This is my message. I don't want to be equally inefficient getting equality, accepting communism with those who act like idiots. I got that flavor of love being from New York in this motherfreaking house. So live with it. I break your fast at Tiffany's. I'm that lake effect snow in winter, having the audacity to be a blizzard of hope, knowing none of those in Congress can tell me how to run my household. And I get that whoever reads this has unfriended me due to being offended by what I've said here. When everything Democratic, Republican, or independent candidates have been already preselected. And why would you want any one of them to represent you? Aren't you more intellectual? And if you want that change for the better, why not be that virus that's contagious and infectious? If you are the descendants to your ancestors, why don't you heed all their lessons through all their sweat equity? Be the answer to every question. I be that love that covers multitudes of sin, conquering all and never failing because I'm unconditional. And those who stay hating and debating about racism like they wear a mohawk and chains, I pity the fools. I duck all this daffy rambling and find it despicable. I'm literally about spiritual battling the principalities bigger than me being a big worm because it's the principle. My thoughts may be random, yet it's embedded in your brain. What do you believe? I think of these things on this rock, and it doesn't matter what you think. I'm sorry. I guess I got somewhat out of character. Peace and love to you all, and I guess that's what really matters. By the way, My freedom doesn't come from the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm that cowboy named Curtis, back to your school days, urging you to wake up in your higher learning. And my style's furious as I'm morphing into a future sense of don't think you are, know you are. I've reloaded revolutions without forgetting how blackish my background is. Free your mind or become the government's battery. You think that's air you're breathing now? Back to your regular scheduled programming. That's that piece.
Look here. I'm going to need you to give me the big perm line back with the battle and the paladins, and it doesn't matter what you think. I also like the Furious Styles line, man. I like how you got that off in there. You were dropping a lot of these movie lines. You break your fast at Tiffany's. Like, I see what you was doing, man. But I'm going to need you to give me back the Principalities line and where you were talking about it doesn't matter what you think. I need to give me that back.
I duck all this daffy rambling and find it despicable. I'm literally about spiritually battling the principalities bigger than me, being a big worm, because it's a principle. My thoughts may be random, yet it's embedded in your brain. What do I believe? I think of these things on this rock, and it doesn't matter what you think.
That's crazy. You said the principalities. You know, I heard that. But the reality is, you brought your James Evans today, man. You brought your James Evans in. You was whooping some ass in this piece, man, because you said a whole lot of real shit about what's going on, especially when you're talking about political stuff. You're talking about why would you want them to represent you. You could be, you know, especially the sweat equity. So get me back to sweat equity line, man, because I want people to hear what you were saying right there.
Okay, let me look for that. I'm sounding like Batman here. Okay, gotcha. When everything Democratic, Republican, or independent candidate has been already preselected, and why would you want any one of them to represent you? Aren't you more intellectual? And if you want that change for the better, why not be that virus that's contagious and infectious? If you are the descendants to your ancestors, why don't you heed all their lessons through all their sweat equity? Be the answer to every question.
Dope stuff, brother. Man, you were spitting in this piece, man. You were teaching in this piece. But I love the wordplay. I love the drops. I like how you got my man off in there, Mr. T, in the piece. Like, you just did a whole lot of, you know, bringing in the cleverness by making your point. And I can always appreciate that, man. So I'm glad you made it back to the show. You can put your belt back on, James Evans. You didn't tow the ass up.
Yeah, because I had to whip people for this victim mentality. Sick and tired of that.
Already, man. Hopefully, again, you come back to the show, man. Do your thing. We always appreciate your interest in showing up, man.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 267 in the building.
Hey, what's going on? Mr. 668 here.
Look at this. Look at this. What's going on, brother, man?
What's happening?
You've been MIA, man. What's happening?
I knew I was going to get it. Yeah, man. You know, I just
figured
out.
I'm going to call you out. You can hit me with the song. You know, whisper velvet voice and shit. What's happening?
Biannual show up.
Yeah, I mean, shit. You got the whisper velvety voice going on. What's happening, man?
I'm good.
What is this?
I see y'all still. Wait. See y'all still got the fire going on.
Hey, man, we got to, man. We got to keep the fire lit so hot poets like yourself can come through. You know, whenever they
feel.
I
see y'all still.
You know what I'm saying?
Hustle and flow. I feel you.
Already, we got to do it. We got to do it, man. I'm glad you made it to the show, though. Been a minute.
I appreciate it.
Already. Well, you know, since you're so ready, I'm going to let you do your thing. Press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is the Gemini B. I was born between the first strokes of Frida and Picasso and the last words of Anise and Pablo. Between the
first words of the last poets and the last stroke of Basquiat. I'm the archetype of an architect with an intellect that is the Gemini I be now. Some say eloquently cryptic, but I say intelligently abstract, a word whore with a pocket full of metaphors praying for a brainstorm. I find calm in the words of elegant ladies with lavender smiles, find solace in philandering with the constellations once bartered my wings just to listen to the cage bird sing, and I could hear eulogies and the similes of the unspoken, so I find myself digging up dead words, sifting through old thoughts and unfinished memories, so when my ink levels are too low to flow and I ain't seen inspiration in days, I just rewind and rephrase, and I rewind and I rephrase, and I rewind and I take a little bit longer so it don't sound cliche, a strange fool, my Gemini, but we like it here. Conjuring misunderstood babble translated only for the absurd, because normality is a death sentence and Monday mornings always come too soon, but this writing keeps me coping and the unknowing keeps me flowing, so I write unknowing until it knowingly becomes something to be known for, carry a knapsack full of devotion for these words I'm beholding, and truth be told, I never read Wordsworth, but I understood my words worth. Learned early on that a long write is just a long-ass write if it has no girth, so I rummaged through my intellect, dissected my dialect, and in my syntax I found eloquence, shoehorned my abstract into words that strike chords to the sway of metronomes, the slide of trombones and rhythms that get curl of the tongue and the stretch of the cheeks, and sometimes I wonder, is this what heroin sounds like? Because these words have thronged to me and this writing has taken me places, unleashed me with no trepidation. My mind breathes a mouthful of anthrax and I just let my thoughts bleed. Fuck a Tampax. There's no principle in my pleasure, no melancholy in my walk. I keep confessions tucked away in my socks, devour my thoughts with an incestuous rhythm and ride words with no training wheels, would walk 1,000 miles with 100 pounds on 2 feet to give a pint of blood for an ounce of chaos. I am a plethora of nothing, an amalgam of everything, a patchwork quilt of recklessness plunging into the confluence of myself with no life jacket. And on those nights when the stars are cloaked and daggered, when the moon strokes the tides and the rain falls like suicide, I set fire to my mind and watch the embers float away like the ascension of afterthoughts, capture whispers before they dissolve in the murmurs of hysteria, kaleidoscope dream under a stained glass moon of a million Langston hues, writing dangerously amid the vultures who await the rusting of time to claim their victory, wondering if my thoughts will be indelible even if the ink never dries, or will I simply blur around the edges, fade away, and vanish into a good ending? Peace.
Man, look, you better bring this poem back to the show, brother. It's been a minute since I heard this piece. This shit is still ridiculous. And it's like you hear new shit as you go through it, because I want to say last time you said it, I got caught up on the Wordsworth line, and you were talking about, you know, I've never heard the Wordsworth, but I'm gonna need you to give me the Tampax line this time. I need you to go break that back down for me, Brad.
Oh, which you said after
the
what?
Anthrax. You said the mouth filled of anthrax, and you talk about the Tampax. Like I need, give me that one back.
Hold on, where is that at? Because these words have thronged to me and this writing has taken me places, unleash me with no trepidation, my mind breathes a mouthful of anthrax and I just let my thoughts bleed. Fuck a Tampax.
Out of fucking control. Out of control, boy. There's so many lines here. For one, there's so many lines here. But man, the way you started off this piece, just give me back to the beginning stanza one more time, too, man, because this shit is just ridiculous.
Well, see, I was, just to let you know, I was born in 1968. So everybody that I'm referencing was, when I'm referencing it, it was people that were doing things or died at that time or right after or whatever. So I was born between the first strokes. Yeah, I was born between the first strokes of Frida and Picasso, and the last words of Anise and Pablo, between the first words of the last poets and the last stroke of Basquiat. I'm the archetype of an architect with the intellect that is the Gemini I be.
Come on, blooded, man. I mean, I like how you break that down because, you know, obviously I didn't know that much of the reason why you wrote it that way, but that makes it even more dope that you can say it. It makes more sense when you say so, man. It just fly as hell, brother. Man. I always appreciate your pen, man. And you need to quit hiding out, man. Can you bring your ass back to this show, man?
I'm going to try. I promise.
Man, definitely appreciate that, man. You killed that piece, man. Love it. It's one of my favorite pieces. I think it's been a few years since I heard it, but it's one of those pieces that stick out, you know, when you hear it. It's definitely dope, man.
I appreciate it. Definitely.
Already. Man, MC Hilton, then grace the mic. Y'all, look, y'all going to have a crazy replay. All these great people that came through, you're going to have a crazy replay. We got 213 in the building, and it looks like we got 240 to close us out. 213 in the building. What's happening?
Hi, Renaissance. This is Candy Baby. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I am great. You've been hearing the poetry tonight. You see how they've been doing.
Oh, my God. They have been amazing this whole night. Like, yeah, wonderful show. I can't wait to hear the playbacks, replays, and whatnot.
I mean, got to.
It's been incredible. It's been incredible. Hey, I'm still up.
Look here, that says a lot right there because you came up past your bedtime just to listen to us. So, and you didn't press one? Shit, it's got to be a good show. Got to be a good show.
Oh, my God, it's been incredible in here tonight. I think I'm ready. Let me take a sip of water before I go clear my throat up a little bit. You sound like my Uncle Larry.
All right, so when you're ready, I'm going to let you do the thing.
I'm ready.
Mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Free at last, free at last. Thank God we free at last. Miseducation of a new nation believes we free at last. Departing from our ancestors' plight, our ancestors' fight. Set aflame the bridges that Ruby built, the little girl at the ripe age of 69 who never grew. We honor the honors of system that place invisible ceilings on our images. Praising crucifixes, worshiping forced religions, let me take you back a bit. Spiritual beings connected to nature, the connectivity runs deep. The trees of knowledge once upon a time. The trees of knowledge once upon a time hung strange fruit that sought the power of knowledge hidden from a nigga in a book. Let me say that again. Once upon a time, trees of knowledge hung strange fruit that sought the power of knowledge hidden from a nigga in a book. Free at last, free at last. Thank God we free at last. Constantly complaining, government entities, compliance, not complying, while compiling grievances about decisions made at polls you refuse to go to. As if your vote doesn't give homage to bloody Sundays, marches, dogs, waterholes, beatings, and jail people who were once called Negroes. Too busy making distinctions between your image, shaking asses at deli, screaming, I'm not my ancestors. Betty and Coretta, husband spirits, disrupting, screaming, we took a bullet. But this shit is disgraceful. Free at last, free at last. Thank God we free at last. Taken for granted, blood drops shedded in puddles. Blood streams to flow rivers of greatness and abundance through the veins of descendants who are ungrateful. We descended from a group who ascended in the shadows as they were preyed upon. They preyed upon the gods for providence with one mission in their one provision in their mission to bridge foundations, fundamentally fueling formations of black indestructible intellectual soldiers. Black intellect poses threat to supremacy. You want change? Pick up a book. I say if you want change, it starts in a book. Free at last, free at last. Thank God we free at last. There's an unyielding addiction of supremacists to dictate a narrative exasperating negative existence of melanin. As if black girls' bodies are their only magic and the joy of black boys is measured by the size of their pockets. Remember predecessors, pillage villages, battle macro aggressions to allot the future the privilege to create a table of their own. While withstanding the microaggressions of the oppressor, overthrow their existence, send them to extinction, taking advantage of the most treasured, the power of knowledge. Free at last. Free at last. Education will free us at last. And peace, candy babies.
First of all, the way that you brought it home, with the education, first of all, the whole piece, and I heard a piece of it on Facebook, and the way, just the energy of the piece that you have, the way that you spit it, the way you drop your cadence, the way you slow down, the way you speed up, the way you just go at it, and then you get real calm with it. I love how you do this piece. Like, this is crazy, but yeah, I brought Kim in because she over there losing her mind. I know she got something to say to you, so I'm going to let her do her thing.
You already know. You already know it. Let me tell y'all something right here. Yo, I out this sister. She got next. Candy baby. Can I tell you? I swear, like, I'm so proud I'm choked up. I'm so proud of you. I'm choked up. Your pen game, the way you bring forth knowledge, the confidence I've seen come through in you, the way you built up your delivery, your stage presence. When I tell you it's an honor to watch this, don't let anybody get in the way of anything you got going on. Nothing. Do you hear me? Like, everything about you is so freaking necessary. What you're adding to this art form is so necessary. It's so refreshing to see somebody take the art so seriously, and just to see you out there hitting those stages, hitting those platforms. That's what it's all about. That's what's going to take this art form to the next level, for people to take poets seriously. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing out there.
Thank you so much. I thank you guys so much. I look up to y'all. I look up to y'all pen. So that is, like, so much gratitude for that. That is a big compliment. I really appreciate it, Kimbrella, because your platform, like, you, I listen to your stuff that you have. Like, I listen to your poetry, and I really honor and I appreciate, and I'm just giving you so much gratitude. Thank you. That means a lot for me, because I really love this art, and it means a lot to me, and that means a lot coming from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It comes through, but I cannot let you go without giving me some lines back, sis. You had some lines right around where you said we took a bullet for the shit. Some couple lines before and after that. Can you please give us that back?
Okay. Here we go. I said, constantly complaining, government entities, compliance, not compliant, while compiling grievances about decisions made at polls you refuse to go to. As if your vote doesn't give homage to Bloody Sundays, marches, dogs, waterholes, beatings, and jail people who were once called Negroes. Too busy making distinction between your image shaking asses at Delhi screaming, I'm not my ancestors. Betty and Coretta, husband spirits disrupted screaming, we took a bullet for this shit. Disgraceful.
Don't make no damn sense.
Yo!
Don't make no damn sense.
But yo, I was in her lot, like visually in her lot, like she painted a picture so well that I was like visually in it. Like I could see all of those different scenes that you painted, all the different truths you painted, and you teaching us at the same time. Like it don't get no better. Dope.
I mean,
dope,
as soon as she starts
dope.
Saying free at last, she's painting the picture. And then when she starts talking about what's going on, you know, at the time, you know, with that energy, with that particular cadence, you can't help but respect what she's saying and hear what she's saying. And she has her own original type cadence. She's not sounding like nobody else. She's just doing the thing. Like, you have elevated over and over. Every time I hear you, you know, from the first moment I heard you to this point, you are just elevating. And seeing you get out there and do your thing, it's been beautiful to see. But the way that you can just channel this energy when you spit, man, it's I'm in awe of that. And definitely love that you support the way that you do and come through. So, you know, we're going to make sure we keep doing the same for you, give you that reciprocal energy to support you right back, because you're definitely on the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. I enjoy the show. I'm going to listen to The Last Poet. And I see y'all in 2 weeks.
All right. We appreciate you waiting up, because that means a lot.
I see you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment. Y'all don't know. I'm over here blessing and cheesing ear to ear.
Take it in. You deserve it. Take it
all
in.
Already. Hey, you know you've been doing your thing. We're going to definitely shout you out.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Peace.
Candy Baby doing her thing. So, like, seriously, y'all need to check her out on the book, see what she's doing. You know, she's going to be tagged on our pages. Whenever she does something, we try to share her, because she's really doing the damn thing. So with that being said, we got the last caller in the building. We got the show killer. We got 240 in the building.
Oh, no, tell me this ain't happening, home.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be kidding me, man.
Yeah, let everybody know who we got on the mic.
You got Jodah Brother Mind Dancer, man.
Well, shit, you can stay. If you going to freaking press one, I guess you going to start the show and end the show, I guess. Huh? What you got for me?
Okay, well, here we go. Let me get into it, man. So y'all can wrap it up. So here we go.
Already. All right, well, I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. A warm painter's top lay there, covering the sticky pool of blood left from your flesh. Rage rubs off my hands, erasing any trace. A whirlpool forms a clockwise turn from red to pink to clear. Goodbye, my dear. The smell of mold in a dark, cool basement adds mood to the kill. Call it ambiance, if you will. I'm in the mood to kill simply because you hurt me, honey, but when you hurt me, you're going down like zero dark 30. It's a fitting place to rest your remains. 2 days ago, I loved you. I have 2 days left to dispose of you. The prose you used, I proposed to you. Sorry about your finger, though, but I wanted my ring back. Sorry about your suffering, but you never kept the knife sharp. What? Cat got your tongue? Don't worry, he will. Alas, poor harlot, I knew ye. Here hung those lips that I have kissed. I know not how often. Where be your jibes now, your gamble, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were meant to set the table on a roar? You always dislike Shakespeare and quite a few nameless souls. They'll miss your limbs and thine torso, your head also. Hands and feet all cut clean and neat, severed so clever. This unfortunately is not Shakespeare. This is my whatever. And 2 days ago I loved you. 2 days left to dispose of you. This stainless sink is starting to stink. No exotic perfumes to exhume the fumes you wore so well. Damn, you flinched. That's normal post-mortem. I just can't afford those tiny mistakes. The dead will eventually float, so there'll be no burial at sea. Or that pond in the back where you brought on your demise. Damn. You're drawing flies. And I should wait for the maggots and watch your flesh move. I should have my head examined for even talking to you. But this uninterrupted banter is the only time I got a word in edgewise. Like I'm wise with this blade. 2 days ago, I loved you. I have 2 days left to dispose of you. It was hard to sleep last night. I tossed and turned with guilt. I relived that scene, shoving my knife up to the hilt. Your bowels spilt over my Stacy Adams. My father had them. I should have just planted them in your ass, but alas, I knew that wouldn't pass. Besides, I've never hit a lady. But on this day, the tension mounted beyond the limit. I laid out the tarp and rolled your parts up in it. I used bleach and other cleaners. The cat ate your tongue. Hey, you should have seen her. My demeanor changed from sporadic to calculating, anticipating every query. But, dearie, you were the perfect alibi. You stayed out on the fly, leaving weeks at a time. You were a live-in drive-by. No calls, no communique. I'll just say you just up and went away. And 2 days ago, I loved you. Well, I still do. I saved your skull as a trophy, boo. A few other parts, too. I plan on making your lovers a big old pot of you stew. Good night, y'all. Peace.
Okay, when I called you the show killer, I wasn't expecting you to really be a killer, brother. I wasn't expecting to be the murderer for real, man. You went the fuck head on this thing. I mean, first of all, I'm gonna get you to give me some shit back, but I got to go through some of the stuff here. The prose you use, I propose to you. Sorry about your finger. I wanted my ring back. The man said, what? Cat got your tongue? Don't worry. He will. What the? My man said, you like Shakespeare. We'll miss your limbs and fine torso. The fuck? And this man said, your uninterrupted banter was the only time I could get a word in edgewise. And then you talked about the sharpness of your sword, brother. What? Damn. But you know what? The Zero Dark 30 lies. You give me, go on, give me that back, man.
Okay. All right, okay. I'm in the mood to kill simply because you hurt me. Honey, but when you hurt me, you're going down like Zero Dark 30.
My man is crooning. He is crooning on a murder piece. This man is singing over her corpse. What the fuck, Joe? What is going on? Damn. Hold on, Kim. Did you hear the man singing?
Yo.
Did you hear him singing over the body?
Listen, I just looked at Lisa Lips. Her comment spoke exactly what I wanted to say. This shit was so dope, but it had me scared at the same time.
hey, you gotta be like,
yo, his cadence, yo, the way it was.
I was just playing, man. I didn't, you know, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no problem, Joe.
But you did it. You did it right. You did that piece justice because you had to deliver like the lines was so dope, but it was like your cadence and the way you was flipping that wordplay. It was like creepy as hell.
He spit that shit like he meant. First of all, he spit that shit like he was. It was in the basement with our ass. Like we weren't even here. We just happened to overhear that shit.
He just happened to overhear
the conversation.
He said, I saved your skull as a trophy boot. God.
And he said he's crazy for talking to her. I'm crazy for talking to her. Yeah, you might be. You might be. You know what? But the Othello-ness of the line, though. Othello, because that's how the Othello-ness of the line, out of control, bro. That's how you end the show. But yeah, I'm paying attention to you.
That was
hella
creative. I love Joe, man, because he's such a risk taker. Like, that's one thing I love about when you bring your art to the table. You're such a risk taker. Like, I've seen you different cadences, different angles. Like, you touch on certain things that a lot of people have yet to touch on. Like, that's such a gift to have. I love that about you. And you know, every time you come to the mic, it's just brilliant.
Thank you, family. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Already, man. We appreciate you coming to the show. We appreciate you sticking out through the whole show. Man, that says a lot, man. My man, he was able to be the number one and the show killer. That ain't never happened on the show right there.
See what I'm saying?
That was definitely a rare occasion. I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's how it is, man. Shit just happens the way it does, man. And it worked out, man. That's a beautiful way to end the show, man. We appreciate you for sticking around, man. We're going to go ahead and end the show, man. Anybody that's listening, we appreciate y'all for sticking around. We thank you. We're looking forward to the replay. We will definitely post it. But this is Renaissance Poetry Rap on Epiphany Radio. Renaissance Poetry Jam. We're about to play Renaissance Rap on the way out the building. We appreciate y'all one more time. Peace.
Around the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that creep from my mouth, and no doubt he rubs you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul, there are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in, sit back and listen to your man as a it in the Renaissance, this is the Renaissance, so here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene, geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed, how I used to MC where all the other kids played, cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemicals spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Dudes niggas would dip from with me in the north, and then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea, so get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled, and the stage is the pulpit. Renaissance won't quit, we gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the signs of change, rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat, combinated with rhymes, brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what Iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made a cool to wear medallions to say hotep, and this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.